It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 756. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Please leave me a voicemail on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on the website on the left-hand side. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. If you want secure, reliable, easy to implement cloud backups for you, your clients, all your customers, this is the backup service you need. The client works across all platforms. There's a Windows client, a Mac client, a Linux client. It works on Windows Server. The pricing is great. When you sign up, if you mention the Mike Tech Show that you heard it here, your first 3 months of your platform fees will be half price. MagnusBox only sells to resellers and partners, not the end user. This is what you want: one-stop shop for reliable, dependable, including bare metal backup. Go to magnusbox.com and go for a demo. Do a test drive. You will love it. Tonight's show, lots of great stuff. A QuickBooks client story, whitelisting in email. So I'm going to go through quickly, and I have some links. I've had to do this for all week with different email problems for people, and it was really, the answer was whitelisting email addresses. WordPress spam comments. This is my personal story, and I need some help. Windows 10 October updates. All we've been doing is fixing October 2020 update problems for Windows 10 2004. Then an incredible reply for me asking for an older Windows Server antivirus. Well, how about a free solution? And a listener wrote me on Friday. I implemented it on Saturday, and it was successful. I will describe that. I will have the links, and that made me very, very happy. So let's start with QuickBooks Pro. Going from desktop to online sounds easy. They're QuickBooks 2017. Shouldn't be a problem. Well, it was. Every time we went to upload, it would fail. And it was just horrible. We would get an error message that they couldn't, they were trying to stage it. It couldn't happen. My client contacted QuickBooks support. They couldn't solve what was going on. Here's how it ended up being solved. I had to bring in my QuickBooks Pro advisor. He is my bookkeeper. He is my go-to person for anything. His name's Ray. He's a great guy. I've known him for years and years, met him through BNI. And what he is the QuickBooks guru. He got on with the Pro Advisor support, and they had to download QuickBooks 2020, upgrade the 4 database files to 2020, then uploaded them. There was still a problem. He had to zip the updates, send them to a special place, uploaded them to a special area, because they had to repair QuickBooks data services, had to repair the files and stage them to online. My user's now happy. All of their files are accessible online. But what an ordeal that took over a week to get this all resolved. Just a lot of work and labor to get these files staged properly online. And a happy ending. Nice having access to experts for different areas. And that's why it's so important to make connections, either through the podcast, through the different meetups, through the different conference events. You want to get subject matter experts at your disposal so you can reach out. And if you run into a problem with a specific area, reach out to me. I might be able to connect you up with someone who's an expert if I don't know it. So, and you could just email me anytime, miketechshow@gmail.com. Now, on to the whitelists. I had a user with Hotmail that needs to whitelist an email address. So the first link for tonight is how to whitelist and blacklist email addresses on Hotmail. So now, today, before I started recording, I had someone with the same problem on Outlook.com. So this one, I figured, okay, this is a nice Gmail, Outlook.com, or Yahoo. How to whitelist an email address for all of them. So these two links should help you through the instructions if you have a client or yourself and you need to whitelist or blacklist. The big thing is whitelist. And here's what was really horrible today. I have a husband and wife. The wife has a Gmail account trying to email an Outlook.com account that her husband has, and it can't get through. It's being blocked. And there's no spam in the message or whatever. So I had to pull instructions and email the user. I said, go to Outlook.com and follow these instructions. I sent this very link, and they were able to fix the issue. He was able to whitelist the email address for his wife. So because only her email kept getting rejected. I sent him from a Gmail and got right through. So there was no problem, except it's being blocked. And this, you know, this goes with email services and online. You want them to ratchet up to block spam because it's so overwhelming. I get it. And you're going to have false positives where it's a legitimate email and it's being blocked, and hopefully they reach out to you. And here's what I do. I have ShareWeb for my hosted exchange. And one of the first things I did, the domain for every one of my clients, I don't want to miss an email. I don't want an email being added to the junk folder that I don't see for a while. So I made sure to whitelist all of the domain names for my clients. Now, if they have a Gmail, I put their exact one because you don't want to just have gmail.com for the domain to allow. But I did that when an important email early on got blocked from one of my major clients and I missed something. And I told myself, I will risk getting spam or getting a problem email from the client, but I'd rather risk that than missing an email that could be important. So that's why I wanted to take the time to review this. Yes. And Jack in the Box, on certain ones, you have to add them to your contact. And if you do have them added to your contacts, it actually could possibly allow that in because they're a legitimate contact. So, and that's certainly with the Gmail, Outlook.com, and Yahoo. All right. My WordPress problem. So I have comments turned on, but they have to be approved. So no one can go to my website and add a comment and it automatically appear. I have to approve it. Now, lately, comments have been, you know, there hasn't been many comments on the website like there was years ago. So here's my problem now. I receive 200 to 300 spam comments a day. I just cleared out several thousand. And by the way, the only way to do them is 20 at a time. You know, highlight and then, you know, bulk move to trash or bulk move to spam. Let me tell you, that is very time consuming. All right. In WordPress, what are you doing where I can block it and not have to go through deleting all of them? What can I do? What can I do globally? Is there any kind of free plugins that can help me? I know there's some that it depends on the price. If it's cheap enough, the plugin, if it's going to work, I need to know that you are personally using it and it's working, blocking spam comments. They're all from Russia, or most of them are from Russia, and there are a lot, and it's all in Russian language, and I recognize that. I actually had some Russian in high school. So anyway, I even count in Russian. That's the only thing I remember. The Baj, Atili. Anyway, one of the things that I need is I could really use some help. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. What are you doing or a client doing to block spam comments in WordPress? I don't even want to have to worry about deleting it, because it's just a pain. And right now they're just mounting up across all of my websites. This is unusual. Client has a very particular software that the cloud version is extremely outrageously expensive. They were told they have to upgrade because it's not going to be supported, the version they have. The upgraded version needs SQL running on a real physical server. So they need minimum Windows Server 2012 R2. This is a small client, 4 users, and they have a peer server that's Windows 10. They now have to get a physical server. So I'm lucky I actually got a very good Dell refurb server that we're going to be implementing. And it's just the first client that I've ever had that is small and needs a physical server, where most of my clients, I'm removing servers and moving them totally to the cloud or to a peer workstation to cut expenses and costs. I was just very surprised at having those conference calls this week. And I'll be soon describing a story of installing a Dell server with 2016 on it. So Windows 2016. An annoying OneDrive feature that I'm experiencing. Anytime I went to take an old invoice and do a new one, it saved it automatically if you launch it from OneDrive. And there was no save as feature in Word to be able to save it as. So here's what I've had to do. If I want to take a file, I want to preserve that file, I have to copy it, paste it into the OneDrive directory, and it will name it as that file name, a copy of. And then I have to physically rename the file to the new name that I want. Then I can open it up and edit it. That's crazy. What am I doing wrong? What am I missing? So this is, again, you're helping me. And has anybody ran into that where you want to preserve the original document, but you want to save as? What happened? Why does Word go crazy just because I'm opening it up in OneDrive? That I want the same. I'm using Office 365, latest, greatest updates, desktop app. So I'm not editing it online, but I'm calling it up from online, or the quote synced files that are local on my C drive, but it's under the OneDrive shortcut. I don't know. I'm missing something. There's got to be an option. And I haven't had time this week to research that, so I'm just throwing that out there. Don't know if anybody else has this problem. You know, what did you do to solve this? All right, Windows 10. My son has spent hours and hours, all billable, since the October 2020 Windows 10 updates to 2004. So actually, it may even be all the way across. This link is all of the problems and the fixes. Now, the biggest one that we've spent the time on, anybody who got the October update, it broke their printing. It broke it here for me in Florida. It broke it in our office in Pennsylvania. It broke it on my son at home. Almost every client has called us, and we've had to do work reinstalling the printer driver on all of the workstations. That is ridiculous. Just what Microsoft has done to the updates for Windows 10 is disgraceful. Yes, I like making money, and I'm going to get emails that says, "Mike, this is how you make a living." I know. But my clients are really ticked off at this, and they have a right to be. I just can't believe that Microsoft, and by the way, these were all HP printers, I can't believe they would be so careless in their testing of the Windows 10 updates. It's carelessness, and we just accept it and keep going. And I know it's never going to happen. I want someone in a garage to invent an operating system that just kicks Windows 10's butt and Microsoft's butt so we can have a new operating system. That's not going to happen. And the Mac is, yes, it's competition, but the Mac OS X, you just can't run everything. And my clients are not in a position that they're going to, you know, pay that, quote, Apple tax for the Apple hardware. It doesn't make sense. So there are specific errors here. How to fix update assistant when it's stuck downloading Windows 10 2020 updates. How to fix using USB media installing the update. All of these different errors, and some of them we've had problems with, some of them we haven't. How about how to fix the black screen problem with Outlook? This is the 2020 update. You have to go to settings, you have to click on recovery, and then you have to go back to a previous version of Windows 10. Really? We have to uninstall the updates. That's how you have to fix some of these things. It's horrible. This is one link that hopefully helps you with battling these update issues. What we've seen the most annoying is the black screen and also blue screen of death. Now, blue screen of death, we unpull the power plug, let it sit for a minute, plug it back in, turn it on, and then it seems to resolve itself and fixes the blue screen of death. The black screen of death, you got to go back to a previous version, and the printer issues. They're our biggest ones that we've had. Here's one. So a client has a very specific add-in for Outlook, and this is across multiple versions of Outlook, but they all had the Windows 10 updates, and when they did, it disabled a critical email add-in that they have to have. So I had to figure this out, go back in and reactivate the add-in. I'm like, why? Why would it do that? Anyway, that was another problem. So we've been in fix mode for a few, including my son is heading to a dental office tomorrow whose second screen after an update just stopped working. And that second screen is the screen. It's a television as a monitor that is mounted above the chair that the patient's sitting in, and when they're showing the x-rays or work that's going to be done or whatever, it's right there. And now they have an exam room that is literally disabled because of that second screen not working. So my son's heading there tomorrow because it's a long drive and we charge travel for that. So that's what they did. They waited a few days and put a nice punch list together. So he's going to be there for a while tomorrow. And then I have to cover the phones between our offices here for tomorrow morning. Anyway, wanted to share that. I hope this link to the fixes will help. So Friday, I receive an email from listener Bill. Listener Bill, if we ever meet up at a meetup or any convention, I owe you a drink, sir. He wrote me with links to how to install Microsoft Security Essentials in Windows Server 2012 R2. But it works on all of them because I got this to work on Windows Server, Small Business Server 2011. Now, a lot of you are saying, Mike, what are you doing? First, you want to have some kind of antivirus. Is this legitimate? I would say since it works and you get it working and there's a couple workarounds, and since Microsoft is still updating Security Essentials, it's in that gray area. So just let me put that out there. Rather than spend a ton of money on antivirus software on a server that is going to be replaced in a little bit anyway, why do that now? If you want to get quick and dirty antivirus on an older server that's not supported, like I can't even get malware bytes on this or anything, which is what I wanted to do as we were deploying that on all the workstations. So Bill sent me this link. And then there's another link I'm going to have that's a sublink of this to how to download it, because the link in the first link for where to download it doesn't work. So here's the trick. You download either the 32-bit or 64-bit version of Security Essentials. The big trick, and the screenshots are right here. It's so easy to do. Before you install it, right-click on the executable, go to Properties, and pick Compatibility. Run this program in compatibility mode for Windows 7 and pick Windows 7. Click Apply. Now go through the install, but don't run the program, because what you're going to do is you're going to execute it from an elevated command prompt, an administrative command prompt. Go to the directory that the download is installed. Type mce install.exe, but with the following flag, /, disable OS limit. And this is right in the instructions. So we change the properties for compatibility mode, and then we execute the install with this flag from the command line. And then the GUI comes up for you to continue. It works perfectly. It updated to the latest definitions, and I was able to do a scan. I was able to schedule scans. It's working beautiful on Windows Small Business Server 2011. That's a great tip and a great takeaway. If you have an older server or an older system that you have to support and you need to get antivirus, because a lot of the newer antiviruses don't support these older Windows Server operating systems, there you go. Now we got a temporary solution. Bill, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And that's why I love doing this show. It's getting responses. I put a call out for help and I got help. And that's why I brought up the two questions I have today, which is that strange OneDrive problem I'm having and the massive spam comments that I gotta delete from WordPress. So I know there's people out there that are battling this and have found a solution. It's just that I guess it's just coming to me, you know, first time now. Before I wrap up, very interesting. I'm already getting ads for Black Friday. So we're a few weeks away from Black Friday. And what's going to happen this Black Friday? And I'm just kind of throwing this out there. Are you going to have the massive amount of people waiting and going out during this pandemic? I don't think so. Are we going to see maybe more aggressive and better online purchasing? I know I am. I'm not going to go in a crazy line, masked or unmasked. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And is this impacting a lot of businesses? I'm sure it is, for their Black Friday advertising. What are we going to see over the next couple weeks? And I'm just kind of throwing that spitballing out there, because the last few Black Fridays, I have not went in line. Now, years ago, I used to, and I used to get great deals on some laptops and items, but I can get such good stuff online anymore. You know, why get up early and wait in line? So I was just wondering, what are you doing? Would you go into a line and actually, you know, during this risk, you know, your safety? Or are you just, hey, you know what? I'm online and that's it. I'm not going to do anything else. So hopefully we'll see great specials for online. Now, right now, the chat seems to be unanimous online only so far. Everybody who's responding to this in the chat. And that's what I would think is going to happen. So, you know, the Best Buys of the world and the Staples and the different places just have to get, you know, aggressive online, and you'll be able to do it. So, Tim in the chat, companies are trying to start Christmas shopping early. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Steve's Tech Direct, online only. Photo Ray from Arizona, online. Tony, no, not going out there. Taz, online only. So that's what I kind of figured. I mean, I know I'm doing that. You know, I got too many broken parts on me, and then I'm not going to risk. I have too many pre-existing conditions to risk going out there. And then a lot of you are like, well, Mike, you're in Florida. You are in the hub of it can't get any worse. But I don't go out. I kind of stay here and do my work, do my show. The only places I've been going really is to the swimming pool, where there's nobody there in my community right now. And that's very comfortable. And then my physical therapy, which was just a couple times a week. That is it. If you are purchasing, and let me tell you, right now, with, you know, the Prime Days last week and everything for buying, you can get everything you want at a tremendous price from Amazon, and the return policy is phenomenal. That is the place to do your purchasing. And everybody who buys from Amazon, help support the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets. Carrie Holzman and I share a link. And if you go to MikeTechShow.com, MikeNation.net, Tech-Vets, you're going to see a support the show for this Amazon link in the show notes. Click on that, bookmark it, save it. Anytime you're going to Amazon, you pick that. And now anything you add to your cart after you clicked on that, a small percentage when you purchase it will come back to support the show, and it adds up. It is tremendous and is the best way to support the show. Also, the sponsors, Instant House Call. Right before the show, someone called me who had a problem, who's a consultant, and I was able to show them how to conference call me into the Instant House Call session so I could help. And my son and I do that all the time. That's a great feature, to be able to conference call within Instant House Call. I don't talk about that enough. That's a tremendous feature. It's a killer feature. So check out Instant House Call. Magnusbox, what can I say? I love them. I have every client that wants online backup, and I still have more in the pipeline that when I get back to Pennsylvania, I'm going to be helping. It tremendous for your online backup. Magnusbox.com. And of course, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. That's the software for transferring anything from one system to another. That is it for tonight's show. This is the last show from Florida in a while, at least until after Christmas, when I return back to Florida. So all the rest of the shows to the end of the year will be from Pennsylvania. So with that, and going to say goodbye to Florida. I will see you back here next Thursday, same time, same channel. We're a little earlier today because I have some work coming up in a few minutes. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.